Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Remember and tell. Deuteronomy 4 verse 9 is the focus of our devotion today. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Think of a time when someone did something so kind, so unexpected, that you were overwhelmed. One of those times for me was this past winter. We had a snowstorm like none other. Not only was there close to 2 feet of snow, but it was also wet and heavy. I love to shovel. However, the thought of how I would shovel this left me feeling defeated before I started. And then I heard it, the sound of a snowblower. Dressed in gear that made him almost unrecognizable was our neighbor. As the snow continued for hours, he returned again and again and again until the snow finally stopped. I was moved to tears. How do you thank him? How do you repay such over-the-top kindness? Our Bible reading for today is written for the Israelites who had been wandering in the desert for 40 years. Moses is reminding them to never forget all the things they had seen the Lord do on their behalf. He parted the water to allow them to cross in safety and escape Pharaoh's armies. He fed them miraculously each day in the parched desert. He provided water from a rock. Now they were getting ready to cross the Jordan and return to Canaan, the land promised to them. Imagine the excitement, the anticipation, the anxiousness as they planned to enter a land their parents had told them about. They had experienced God's gracious care for them over and over, and often in miraculous ways. His words remind them to be watchful so they never forget all God had done and continued to do for them. He commanded them to tell their children about these things, about their God, about who He is and what He has done for them. Their prayer to return to the promised land was about to be answered. God didn't want them to ever forget the multitude of prayers God had answered on their behalf. You and I aren't crossing a river into a new and unknown home, but we need these reminders as well. God has given us the greatest gift to take away our biggest need, forgiveness through His grace. The Israelites weren't able to cross the Jordan on their own, and even more, we can't provide for our greatest need, God's grace. And on top of providing for our greatest need, He fills our lives with so many lesser blessings and gives us strength to face hardships. He gives it all to us freely and reminds us in these verses to fight against complacency and to tell and tell the next generation. Each day in your classroom, you get to do that as you teach the children about Jesus, about His love and forgiveness. As you tell, remind the children and yourself of all that God has done, can do, and continues to do for us. What He has done is so kind, so unexpected, so overwhelming. How do you repay God for His over-the-top kindness? We can't, but we can thank Him each day and continue to share His message of grace, His amazing grace for us. What a joy and a privilege. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together. Dearest Lord, when I think of all that we read in the Bible and the amazing things you've done for your people, it's overwhelming. Please help me remember those things as a reminder of who you are, your love for us, and your grace through Jesus. Be with me and guide me as I tell the children about you each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Christian Worship, number 626, My Heart is Filled with Thankfulness, is a wonderful text for further meditation on the thoughts of today's devotion. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.